This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spending a few minutes now with Temple head football coach Jeff Collins as his squad gets ready for a big matchup with Maryland this weekend. And coach, 0-2 start this past weekend. Pretty wild game with Buffalo. The kids battled, came back, fell a little short. What were your big takeaways in the defeat against Buffalo?
Yeah, I mean, these guys played so hard. They stayed together. They competed all the way till the very end. I was so proud of them, and that was even before I watched the tape. They did so many good things in the game, and the big thing was just staying together. There was some real adversity that hit them that would have broken a lot of teams. It did not break them. They just kept fighting, kept playing, kept worrying about what they could control, and just worried about their performance, not anything else that was happening in the game, just focused on what they could do, what they could control, and continued to play at a high level of ball and stay together. Some critical things happened that we will fix and, you know, move forward. They had a great practice last night, great attitude, you know, so just cleaning up some execution pieces and controlling what we can control, and going to be a really good football team.
Third down defense has been a bit of an issue here early on. Now, you faced a couple of very good quarterbacks, and that has a lot to do right. with it. But past that, are there things you see that you can tighten up to be able to get off the field a little quicker?
Yeah, just the big thing. We've talked about this all the time is just making sure we're playing with our proper leverage. Everything that has happened to us really has been an issue of somebody that's supposed to be inside leverage gets beat on the inside, or they're supposed to have outside leverage, and they lose that leverage and get beat to the outside. So we're a leverage-based defense and just making sure we're focusing on, you know, sending the ball where it needs to go, using your teammates, using your help. And, you know, when we do that, we're really, really, you know, borderline dominant defense. When we don't do that, it's when we've had some issues. And the thing about third down, the money down, is when you have issues on third down, now they get a whole new set of downs, so it's even more glaring. So the guys understand that. They're working hard to correct it. And, so that we're excited to move forward and get better.
Frank Neutile's been a little up and down. He's had some moments, made some big throws, but not quite as consistent as he was during the stretch run last year. What's the big difference holding him back from finding that consistency right now?
Well, I mean, one of the biggest takeaways from this past Saturday's game, we had 7 drops, that were on target, that were catchable balls. We got to make those catches. That's been a big emphasis. One of the turnovers, one of the interceptions was actually on a ball that went in out of one of our guys' hands. So we just got to make those catches. We do it every day in practice. So even when we get into the games, we still got to make those contested catches and even the easy ones as well. And, but Frank's a leader. He knows where to go with the football. And, we're excited for him to continue to improve like everybody else in this organization is working to do every single day.
Let's talk a little bit about Maryland. They're playing good football here, 2-0, a big win to open the season a couple weeks ago against Texas. What are the first things that jump out at you about the Terps?
Yeah, so what? Just watching their, the first thing you watch when you watch their defense play, they do a really good job defending the run. They got a really talented front 7. And their secondary is good enough so they can put some guys on islands, get an extra man into the box and be confident that they can hold up on the back end. And, obviously they're playing really good run defense, so that shows. But I think you got to compliment their secondary for allowing them to do some things schematically to get the extra hat in the box. And then offensively, they run the ball. There's a ton of motions, a ton of shifts on every single play. They create conflict with your eye discipline on every single play. So it's a very, very difficult, attack to defend, A, because they've got really good players, but B, just the conflict that exists on every single play with your eye discipline because of all the motions and shifts that happen.
Temple Head football coach Jeff Collins joining us on Reporters Roundup as we talk about the Owls who visit Maryland this weekend. Coach, best of luck. Thanks for the time.
Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.